You are now listening to Red Saves the Black with Gina and Jared. Out of St. Louis, Missouri, and the song is called Burn, and the MySpace is Arrhythma, which is A-R-Y-T-H-M-A.
I've been to Missouri before.
I have not.
But Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri, I forgot.
Which is such a the city that's spread over two states.
Yes.
So there's Kansas City, Missouri, and there's Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah, but there's another city that does that, too.
So I went to Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh, right. You were in Kansas. There's another city that does that. It spans over, like, two things or something. I think it's, like, New Mexico and Arizona or something like that. I don't remember.
It's impossible. There's a lot of cities that, maybe not a lot, I guess, but a few.
Yeah.
More than you can count on your one hand, maybe.
That's more than a few.
Did you say the name of the song?
Yes. A few means three. A couple means two.
A few means two or more.
No. A couple means two.
Another mathematical lesson.
A few means three. Several means four.
What if I talk like that?
Or more.
What if I talk like that?
Then no one would listen to you.
I could talk like Bill Nye, the science guy.
Good.
The XKCD.
The XKCD comic, yeah.
Yes. We've talked about XKCD before on the show, the web comic of love, romance, and what is it, like advanced mathematics?
Mathematics, computers, computational linguistics, everything that you could possibly imagine. Good times.
You know what? Maybe I just want to enjoy my goddamn meal. Oh, Bill Nye, the science guy. I wonder if he got amused by that.
I wonder if he even saw it or cares.
He probably did. I mean, come on, he's Bill Nye, the science guy.
So?
He was like a god to, like, a generation of little kids.
No.
Or Beakman. Beakman's world.
Wasn't that a Muppet?
No, there was like a guy, there was like a fat guy who dressed up like a rat. And there was a raver chick, and then there was Beakman.
And it wasn't a pup. There was a Muppet.
We're talking about these, like, half-assed, like, Saturday morning shows but that were science-related when we were, like, kids, which some of you were probably kids, too, during... There was Bill Nye the Science Guy, and there was Beakman's World.
But there's also a Muppet named Beakman, right? Isn't there? Beaker? Beakman.
Beaker.
It's Beaker.
There's also a Muppet Beaker who was a scientist as well.
That's it.
That's probably where they got Beakman's World from. But, see, Bill Nye was an actual, like, science guy. Thus, Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yes, we know that.
Beakman, I don't believe, was.
I don't know.
And a guy dressed in a giant rat suit.
I don't remember this.
No? How do you not remember this?
I don't know.
It's like a pinnacle point of your childhood.
I remember Tales of the Crypt on Saturday morning.
And that wasn't even supposed to be a children's show.
It was
the animated?
The animated version.
What sick world of TV do we live in?
Or something.
When they took something that was like grotesque and obscene, like Tales from the Crypt, and turned into a children's show.
That
have you
really
ever seen the actual Tales from the Crypt?
Yes, you have it, and that wasn't that crazy and grotesque.
That was only season one. There was a bunch of seasons. It was like dark and like weird and
not as much as half the shit that people watch nowadays. No, trust me.
Well, for its time, for the late 80s and early 90s.
Still.
Well, they tried to make the Crypt Keeper like comical. I mean, of course he was a little goofy looking. But I mean, I don't know.
And Mighty Max.
No, Tales from the Crypt. I mean, they made movies, too, but the movies always were kind of like, because they had Dennis Miller in them. And they were trying to be, like, funny, because Tales from the Crypt always tried to be funny. Remember Bordello of Blood?
What?
Tales from the Crypt, Bordello of Blood?
No.
It was, like, one of their movies.
No.
And Dennis Miller was in it for some reason.
Nope.
It was about a bordello.
What's a bordello?
Isn't that like am I thinking of burlesque or bordello? Oh, it's like a whorehouse. Bordello, right?
Bordello?
Yeah.
I've never heard that word before.
No, well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. For any of you Dennis Miller fans or Tales from the Crypt fans, you probably know. I don't know. It was big, like, right around the time other shows like that, like X-Files and stuff, were big.
X-Files was when I was in high school. Tales from the Crypt was from when I was, like, 5.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it started in the late 80s, but it went for a while.
Yeah, but I watched the cartoon. On Saturday
morning. You were like the little kid.
I did not watch the X-Files cartoon on Saturday morning. I watched the X-Files.
You didn't watch the real Tales from the Crypt?
Show on whatever night it was on, or Sunday,
on, you
or
didn't
Monday,
watch the real
Tales
from the Crypt?
Tuesday, Wednesday night. I don't remember. And then went to school the next day.
Well, when Tales from the Crypt first started, it was on HBO. But then after after a while, they started showing it late night on like Fox or something.
No, late night like sneak on Fox, I probably wasn't allowed to watch it. I probably had to go to bed.
I used to, like, sneak downstairs and watch Tales from the Crypt. Something like that.
My parents would be downstairs. I couldn't sneak downstairs.
What was the other show? I think of Weird Science, but I don't know if that was just a movie or not.
We should probably play a song.
Has it been that long? Wow, we really know how to kill time, huh?
Okay.
All right, so this next band... It's not da 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 da. Alright, this next band is out of Bethesda, Maryland. I probably didn't pronounce that.
It's out of what?
I can't read my own handwriting. They're out of Maryland, in the United States.
Let me just say.
The name of the band is Periphery. You can check them out at myspace.com/periphery. PERIPHERY. The name of the track is The Walk. just have to mix it up a little bit with a all-instrumental track from the band Periphery. Check them out at myspace.com/periphery. They have quite a variety of music on their website. So they have different styles and ranges. So we chose the instrumental one because we found it fitting.
And Jared's making that face again.
It was entertaining, my focus face. My John Lennon face.
No, it's not your John Lennon face.
People say I look like John Lennon.
I need to take a picture of you when you're doing that face.
Why? You post it online for the world to see?
It's that face. It's just you have that face that you do.
Like I got caught like doing something? Or,
yeah. No, it's just like the like mad scientist face.
What? Like yes. Beakman?
No.
Do you even know who Beakman is?
No, I know who Beaker Beakman's the Muppet is.
I can't believe you don't remember Beakman's World, even though it wasn't as good as Bill Nye, Science Guy.
Do you remember the Magic School Bus show?
Who doesn't?
Schoolhouse Rock?
What?
Something.
Everybody remembers the Magic School Bus. That was a weird show.
Whatever.
Let's shrink down a bus, take lots of drugs, and travel through a human body.
So, Jared and I went to the X-Files tonight. And it wasn't as...
The new X-Files movie, for reference. The X-Files I Want to Believe.
Yeah. Not that it was bad, because I enjoyed it. I mean, I've been an X-Files fan for a while, but I kind of... Maybe I just built it up a little too much. Like, it wasn't as, like, suspenseful as I had expected, I guess. I don't know. Jared's just staring at
me. Stunning review. I don't know, it's hard to say, because, like, I think there was high expectations for this movie, because, you know, if you're an X-Files fan, or if you've heard of the X-Files, the last movie they had was in 98, so that's 10 years ago. And the show itself ended in 2002.
Holy crap, that was 10 years ago.
But to a lot of people, the show ended in what, like 2000?
2002.
After the other one stopped being in it as much?
The show ended in 2002. But the Dave Duchovny wasn't in it for the last, I think for 7, 8, and 9, he wasn't in it fully. But it ended in 2002, because it ended like a month before I graduated high school. Or maybe like a week before I graduated high school.
I don't know, overall, if it's a movie you plan on seeing, it should still be in theaters. It's kind of like, I don't know.
Like, you'll definitely get it. Like, it's not like, if you weren't an X-Files fan, like, you'll get it. It's cool and stuff, but, like, maybe just because I was an X-Files fan that, I don't know. I really don't know.
If you were an X-Files fan, there's some, like, references and nods to the X-Files show, like, small little things that you would appreciate. If you're not an X-Files fan...
You might miss, like, little things, but you're not gonna, like, not understand the plot because of it.
I was gonna say, if you're looking for, like, an action movie, the first X-Files movie, which I actually haven't seen in its entirety,
I liked it.
Has a lot of action.
Yeah, it has a lot more suspense and a lot more going on, but, like, in this one, neither of them were FBI agents, like, since it's 6 years later, since the X-Files closed and what have you, so, like... So 6 years later, they both have moved on to different jobs or whatever, and, you know, so they didn't really, it wasn't really the same.
Well, plus if you're looking for, like, if you like, movies that make you squeamish and whatever, it'd probably be a good movie.
I don't know, it wasn't too squeamish.
There was some interesting medical work going on.
Yeah, but, I wasn't even that squeamish, and I kind of close my eyes during certain parts of
this. Gene is like 5.
Especially there was a part with the dog that I really don't even know what went on, and I told Jared that if he opens his mouth, I'm going to slap him across his face, that I don't want to know what went on and close my ears and close my eyes.
So I'd say it was slightly disappointing coming from somebody who used to watch X-Files, and you have higher expectations when the movie was in the work for like 6 years or so.
Supposedly,
right.
But like, it's not bad.
But it wasn't bad, like, compared to some of the movies today.
I'd say go see it. But it's not, I don't know.
Plus, if you see it enough, then Fox will decide to make another one.
Yeah,
that's true. So, I don't know. I would say, like, it's a lot better than some of the movies that come out these days. You know, the rehashed remakes and the stupid comedies, which seem abound.
Yeah.
Which, you know. So, yeah, so as movies go today, it's a decent movie. As far as the X-Files franchise, if you're a hardcore X-Files fan, you might wonder. You might be slightly entertained.
Yeah.
Or you might say, hell, I was waiting this long, so, you know, it's better than nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Plus, I mean, they have the rapper Xzibit in it as an FBI agent.
It's so random, but...
And he's odd, surprisingly, he's a decent actor.
I mean, yeah, he's a good actor.
As an actor, he's actually pretty good. He might actually be a better actor than a rapper. I don't know. Because he gets in the roles well, you know, and Pimp My Ride, he's funny and, like, comical. And in the X-Files, he's, like, really serious.
Yeah.
And, like, he kind of gets it down pretty well, so.
He was also in that episode of CSI Miami.
His real name's Alvin, too.
Yeah.
Which I think is amusing. And for all those people out there who don't like rap, they can laugh at.
50 Cent. His name's Curtis.
What is he?
And what's his name? Eminem's name's Marshall. No wonder they have all these, like, crazy rap names, because no one wants to be called Alvin, Curtis, and Marshall.
Wait, did we already play the band who did the cover of the Ludacris song?
I don't remember who that was.
I'm trying to think, but we didn't choose it as the song, because it sounded too rap metal-ish, for my liking at least, but it was still kind of funny. I think we may have played them, so I'm not going to worry about it too much.
We should play another song, though.
We should.
What would you like to play?
It's up to you. Do you want to go heavy, or do you want to go a little more mellow?
I don't know. How about we do...
Let's say low, slightly mellow, like...
Do you want to do this one?
Average, mellow.
I don't know. Let's go for... Give me band.
Okay. How about When All Else Fails out of Newcastle, Pennsylvania?
So we're going to do When All Else Fails out of Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
Yes. And the MySpace is myspace.com/band, WAEF. And the name of the track is I. Let me see you fucking move.
Real timber is mine. Wrong thinking will stay. Real hanging. Run by the face. Torture me, cause I won't be the person that you ask of me. And I can never run, I can never run, I will never do the things that you ask of me. And I can never run, I can never run, I will never be the way that you want me to be.
When All Else Fails, and the MySpace is band WAEF, which stands for When All Else Fails, and they're from Newcastle, Pennsylvania, which I have no idea where that is. And the track's called I, like just the letter I, as in like I walk down the street, I.
And I.
The pronoun.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that was the band that did the Ludacris Move Bitch cover. But
we don't remember, so don't quote us.
So if you check out their MySpace and you find it, it's on the last song on their player. And, you know, it's nothing exciting, but it's kind of funny because, you know, they're a metal band and they're doing the cover. And I don't know. It's always entertaining when bands pick a song completely out of their genre.
Genre?
I'm trying to think of another band that did a song that was completely out of their genre.
Genre.
Genre. There's a lot of bands, actually, who did covers. Oh, I think Machine Head did Message in a Bottle.
No, Machine Head did Negative Creep from Nirvana. Someone else did do Message in a Bottle, though.
Some metal band did Message in a Bottle, but Machine Head really turned themselves around, I tell you. They were going
a kind of... Weren't they the one you were telling me about that did they made the...
They made this, like, people were calling it, like, a masterpiece of metal. Now, yeah, some of you may disagree.
Everyone was saying that it was, like, amazing.
Like, Machine Head kind of, like, started out good, and they kind of, like, and some people are going to disagree, of course. They kind of went downhill a little bit with, like, some of their stuff, but then they came back with their latest album, which I can't think of the title of. It came out in 2007, and it's, like, 10-minute-long song and blazing guitar solos and all this ridiculousness, and they... You know, redeem themselves as saying, "Hey, we're a talented band and metal," and you know. So yeah, it's a career defining album, if you could say that. But Gene informs me they did not do "Message in a Bottle."
No, I'm pretty sure Machine Head did.
Who did that song?
Machine
covered
Head did
that.
"Negative Creep." Remember, we used to play them on the show.
Ah, back in the college days, yeah.
But I don't. I know someone else covered "Message in a Bottle," but I don't remember. Do you know Eddie Vedder covered John Lennon's or the Beatles' "Hide Your Love Away"?
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Someone else... Oh, you know what was a good cover? Stained covered Pearl Jam's Black. Did you ever hear it?
No.
Very good.
Covers are interesting. Especially when it's bands you don't expect to do it that do it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who did it. I can hear it, like, in my head, but I don't know. And it wasn't, like, stunning or amazing, but it was just funny because they chose to do it.
I have no idea. Sorry.
I don't see, like, Typo Negative, but that seems too out there.
I don't think so.
They're kind of mellow.
I don't remember them doing it.
I don't know.
Couldn't tell
what major label band covered it. But it's cool to find, like, underground bands like that last band that cover, you know, rap songs, and it's just funny because it's, I don't know, they got that, like, growl going, aggressive sound to it. And I don't know, it's just entertaining.
I suppose it is.
Yeah, the shows we've been recording have been going by really quick. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
I guess
quickly. I suppose that's a good thing.
Sure.
Because it means we're not just staring at each other like this, like we do right now.
With the face that you're still doing.
They can't see the face.
I know, but I need to get this on film.
The John Lennon face?
No, it's not a John Lennon face.
Why? They tell me I look like John Lennon.
No, who's they?
They. The people out there in internet
land. When you do that face, you don't look like John Lennon.
In internet lands.
But we should play our last song.
Yes. So what is it?
I don't know. I put the
out with it.
The last band is called Float Face Down, and their MySpace is Float Face Down, and they're out of Jersey. Obviously, Jared found this one.
Yeah.
Do you know where they're from in Jersey?
It just said all over Jersey.
Okay. And the song's called Without Crutches.
Because Jersey is all over.
Right. All right. So say goodbye to your friends.
My friends. Goodbye, friends in Radio Land and Internet Land.
Thank you for listening.
Enjoy. Oh!
Goodness.